You're listening to Valley Edition, and on our program today, we look back at 40 years of the Hmong people in America. It just so happens that the two largest populations of Hmong people in America are here in the Central Valley and in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota. We continue our program now as FM 89's Ezra David Romero interviews Fresno State anthropologist Cowley Yang, who studied the Hmong people for decades. She says each of these communities mirrors the two men who helped establish the Hmong in their respective regions.
Who are these leaders in each community?
The first one is the late former General Wang Bao, who passed away in Fresno in 2011. And the second man is Dr. Yang Dao. He lives in the Twin Cities. One is born in the 30s, and the other was born in the 40s. Two men from different backgrounds. How do these two men influence, shaped the face of the two communities in the United States? So in the United States, you have mainly two big communities. The first one is in Fresno, the second one in the Twin City, and you have small communities everywhere.
How do these communities mirror the men that founded them?
The common features for the two populations is they are all farmers. They farm everywhere. Maybe a little bit more in Fresno than in the Twin City. One of the other main features is conversion into Christianity as well for the past 30 years. In the Twin Cities, you have more upper middle class. In Fresno, more middle class. In terms of life, Twin Cities, you have more jobs, so people have more money, have a better life.
How so?
It's the influence. Dr. Yang Dao was in France, and in the 80s, he came to the United States. So many people sponsored him to come to live in the Twin Cities. So he came in, he bring his passion for music, for art. In the Twin Cities, you have people with higher education, more women with PhD than here in Fresno.
Tell me about Dr. Yang Dao.
He has his PhD in France, so he's highly educated. He's also a man of dialogue as well. When he first came to the United States, he was teaching Hmong at the University of Minnesota for many years. He retired now. He's a man of culture. He composes sound. He also sings songs. So a modern man in that turn.
You said he likes dancing too.
Yes, he danced tango very well. I have the opportunity to dance with him. He's a wonderful dancer as well.
So him being a modern man, how is it reflected in Twin Cities?
Well, you have a lot of people willing to follow the same path. For example, in terms of leisure time, in Twin City, I have the experience when I travel over there during weekend, I have to say I party a lot. I start by Friday night, I finish by Sundays. They do have plays to entertain in the evening. Plays for elderly, they 60, 70 years old. Plays for the 40, 50 years old. Yeah, plays for 30, 20 years old as well. In Fresno, you do have that only during the period of the Hmong New Year.
Twin Cities is a very different place in Fresno, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. you think it's a mixture of this man's ideals and the city?
Yes, the Hmong people are very competitive. My experience living in the United States is they love to imitate each other. And Dr. Yang Dao, who's remained for all of us a model, an intellectual model success, he's inspired young generation to go to higher education, get a PhD. In the Twin Cities, you do have more successful people with money, with comfort, with houses. In Fresno, we can have the economic background is also a factor to social success as well.
Here in Fresno, how does the Hmong community represent General Wang Bao?
We can say that in Fresno, the Hmong are more conservative. They want more to preserve culture and also to value more traditional value. For example, one of the key aspects in General Wang Bao's contribution is to set up the bride price.
Oh, the bride price.
Yes, when you marry, the husband pay a price for his wife. This is something that Jing Bang Pao did in Fresno, and this is something that is very, very traditional. Because for the mainstream society, you don't pay any more money for your wife. For Jing Bang Pao, it's necessary to set up a price, and everybody have to follow that rule.
Do you think Fresno is representative of General Wang Pao's education?
Yes, we can say that in that way. Because I'm thinking that instead of worry about pride prize, it would be wonderful to promote, to create structures, organization to absolutely promote the students.
Would you say the Hmong have resettled better in Minnesota than in Fresno?
Yes, certainly. Because they have, economically, it's also a better place. You have factories, people can work, find work easily. But also they create a structure with several organizations. They have a day for the Hmong Culture Center, December 1st or 2nd. And they have structure like archives to social organization to help people.
So Fresno in some sense is behind the times for the Hmong population.
Yes, I believe we are. For example, in the years of 2000 in the Twin City, they started to talk about creating cultural centers. And so people try to move, and so they create the Hmong Cultural Center that has a website online. You have all the archives. Create the online Hmong journal. In Fresno, you don't have that. So you still live like farmers. You try your best as individual or family or lineage to support your children. You don't have those structure. In fact, with leaders, role model to inspire you. We don't know if Fresno is left behind, but the path of the Hmong community in Fresno is totally different. It's a different path.
How do you feel like Americanization is changing Hmong culture in Fresno and in Minnesota?
In Fresno, in terms of structure, cultural practice, it doesn't change a lot. For the non-Christian, the animists, they still practice a traditional ritual shamanism. And for the Christian, they moved to the American style. But in the Twin City, you have still the same, but you have a different lifestyle that overlap the traditional lifestyle. For example, nightclub, going to dancing, evening, going to the bar to drink, those practices are not Hmong.
Do you think that General Wang Pao and Dr. Yang Dao thought, we want to make our communities look like us?
No, I don't think so. Dr. Yang Dao, he has been living in the in France for many years. He came to the United States. People wanted him to contribute to modernize the community. He did give his best to his community. We can say two men different. One is looking back General Wang Pao. In 2011, when General Wang Pao passed away, I read all those newspapers to know what people think about at that event. And the French people, the newspaper Le Monde, wrote about Jean Wang Pao, and they said that his passing marked the end of the Cold War in Southeast Asia. Dr. Yang Dao is looking forward, and General Wang Pao has been leading a war, a virtual war, for many years until his passing. We can say that because Jing Wang Pao remained the father of all the Hmong. And when he passed away, suddenly the term that they are using to name him is a king. He was a kind of a king for the Hmong people.
How do you think the Hmong people, 40 years later, are holding on to their Hmongness?
If you study the history of the Hmong people, the Hmong have changed over the centuries. We are not the same like our ancestors were in the 15th century or in the beginning of the century. So the idea of being Hmong is to acknowledge that. And so if you want to emphasize the material aspect in order to be a Hmong, we don't have anything else to do with the Hmong anymore. The way we are dressing, the way we are eating, for example, our eating style, food are all Laotian. We don't eat our traditional food anymore. It may be a dish in addition to our everyday meals, but we don't eat like we used to eat 50 years, 40 years ago. So at the material level, it's changing, it's over. We are totally assimilated to the American way of living. But something that is crucial for the Hmong community is the language. So the identity is defined by the language. If you speak your language, you are Hmong. If you believe that you are Hmong, so you are Hmong. If you still give back to the community, so you are Hmong. So it's more value, and the key aspect is the language, value in the language. So if you hold on to your language, you want to learn language, so people, the community will perceive you as a Hmong. When you don't speak the language anymore, when you don't care about your community anymore, you live outside of the community, so you are not somehow Hmong.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you too.